Yo, what's up, everyone? You're listening to the 13 episode of True to Size.
Hey. Gang.
I don't even know how to start off of that.
How many takes was that? Five?
That was
four.
That was the first. I think that was the 13th
was
take.
Was it 13?
Speaking of 13, hello everyone. My name is Alan Martinez. That is my favorite number, and you are listening to the 13th episode of True to Size.
Lucky 13.
13.
Today, Trece. I am joined by my brothers, Mr. Trece himself, Joel Hernandez.
Hey, yo, guys.
Alvin hello. Martinez.
Hola, señor.
And Lawrence Hopkins.
Hello.
Yo quiero.
And we are Canada Gasol. All right. And this is Canada Gasol, and you are listening to True to Size. Thank you. Whoa. I can't even. Thank you for tuning in. On this episode, we put a spin on This Week in Kicks. You'll see that or hear that later on. And then we step into the world of fakes. Yeah.
Bootleg.
All right. So we start off with Fire Round. This comes from 6 Reviews. That's
what up?
Numerical 6 and then
I know that guy.
X Reviews.
Nice.
Samsa.
Six.
He asks us, what is the next brand to make a splash in the market? We know that Nike will always be Nike and Adidas has taken a hit. Who is next?
To take a hit or get bigger?
to make a splash in the market. The next brand to make a splash in the market.
So like to Adidas the market?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say Puma. Mm-hmm. I've been saying Puma.
That was my vote too, fam. Yeah.
Puma's had some real innovative stuff in the last couple of years.
And then just to give an honorable mention, my second vote would have been to Under Armour.
True story as well. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in the world of like musicians and celebrities.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah, that's a very close second.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
My guy.
Massive. But yeah, no, Puma takes my number one vote for this one. I think they're going to be incredibly massive. If not to the Adidas and Nike scale, but like to their own scale, but yeah. Still in like a different realm.
They're elevating themselves.
They have a lot of signed artists.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I looked at a list and there was like over 20. But the main ones were like Jay-Z.
Big Sean.
Yeah. Selena Gomez.
The Weeknd.
Yeah. And Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, bad y'all,
Rihanna. Yeah. And I think Vic Mensa. Vic Mensa has a good
ooh,
one.
Ooh, Vic too? Nice. Yeah. Jeez, Doc.
He's big. Yeah. No, I think Puma is going to be massive.
Puma.
Like they've been dropping collections with almost each of one of those artists.
Yeah, they get their own like whole signature line. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll say that a little splash will be New Balance.
Mm.
Ooh.
Why so?
They got some shit, man. Undercover, man. Like they're still way below the radar.
Yeah, I agree.
But if you're talking like quality, like for the right price, New Balance is the one. And like in terms of silhouettes, they always have dope silhouettes. But
yeah,
that's why it's like the littlest splash. Maybe like a drip of water.
They've always had like their little like niche market cornered.
For yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, there's New Balance heads who are like straight New Balance.
Yeah. They like share the same market as Saucony and Asics. I think.
Yeah, I agree.
From what I see.
I don't know. I think you think New Balance.
Oh, really? Eh. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna say probably Converse.
Ooh.
Is gonna come up, like with all the
Mr. Golf LaFleur.
LaFleur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
LaFleur.
That's a sick series.
Yeah, man.
The one stars. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
When the second series came out, like the second wave, I realized that like the first wave was all tonal, like single tone.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one, they have like the two tone look too. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah,
I was
they
like,
did a good job.
Yeah. Cause the first wave was already colorful as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, how are they going to pull off the next wave?
Well, now they have the two tone.
More
right?
color.
Yeah, the two tone.
Two tone dropped today, I believe, or yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Good timing. Yeah.
Did the first wave have like the
bumblebee
pictures underneath the shoe?
Mm. Yeah.
The flowers.
Okay. The flowers.
The flowers. Yeah. The SpongeBob looking yellow flowers. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. No, that line is sick. Tyler, the Creator, is definitely killing it over with Converse.
Mm-hmm.
Does Converse have anyone else?
Virgil.
Oh, well, I mean, that's Nike. All right. This Week in Kicks. It's May 31st today. It's basically the last day of May.
Mm-hmm. Not basically.
It is. Thanks, Lawrence. Fact check, everyone. We Googled it.
I checked it. I made sure. We do our research
over here. How was your guys' May?
It's gonna be May. It was May. Awesome.
Justin Timberlake.
It was good, man.
It was good, May.
I had a good May.
It was a good May.
Did you guys pick up anything?
No.
How about a couple pairs? Sort of,
so it was a good May for your wallet, Alvin.
Yeah.
What did I buy this month? I bought the homage to home.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember that's the one last month,
I think. Okay, technically, true. Like late last month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Homage to home was what I was looking for.
I know
this
that's
month.
What you're waiting for. Oh, because you passed on the Katrina threes.
Yeah, for the homage. Yeah.
I did not. That's what I picked up this month.
Yeah, homage to home was my, I'm going to say, I think, one and only pickup this month.
Definitely. Yeah, nice. I think I, too, only picked up one thing this month. For sure. I think it was just the Katrinas. And I think that's the only shoe that I had in mind for me.
Mm. That's good. We're sticking to our guns.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to get the Curries, but...
Oh, really? For yourself or Jomar?
But then you got them.
Oh. The red Curries or the regular Curries?
I just wanted to buy them.
The regular Curries.
Oh, I'm thinking of Under Armour Curries. No. Sorry, NBA Finals on my brain.
Darn it. Joel just wanted to buy them, and they had to send them for me. Speaking... Of sending for free.
Speaking.
Did anybody get a package this last week?
Oh, that's why May was good to me.
May was decent.
Oh!
And online.
Oh!
Why don't we start with Alan? Because he opened his first.
Yes.
Because he actually knew that he got it. Alvin didn't know.
Yeah, Friday I got hit up by Nike Toronto and they were like, package incoming. And I was like, oh my god, okay. Are you sure? And then I get home. There's a package waiting. My god. I'm excited. I did the unboxing on the Canada Got Soul story. Mm-hmm. It was a pair of the Atmos X Nike We Love Nike pack. Mm-hmm. The stacks of boxes. I got the Air Max 90 silhouette.
Yes.
Nice. And then days later, Alvin, was it the Sunday?
Sunday's when I opened it.
Ah, okay.
But I received an urgent text message from Papa saying, Bean. There's some Nike package here. Okay, so this was a text. He wasn't really talking.
Yeah, I was going to say, he texts with an accent. But
when I read the text, this is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I was going to say, our parents text with an accent. And for the first-time listeners, if there are any, Alvin or Mr. Q-Mart and I, Spooner, Alan, are brothers.
We are. Mm-hmm. Sorta.
So Pops texts you.
Only reason we're brothers is because we have the same parents, but that's it.
Only reason.
Just
only
a technicality.
Only
so anyway.
We have to.
Yeah. So Pop's text says, hey, Bean, there's a package here. There's a white box and there's Nike there. It's addressed to Quincy Martinez. Is it Alan's? I'm like, what? I was like, how is that Alan's? I'm like, no, Pops, it's mine. I'm like,
Alvin's middle name is Quincy. Yeah, just in case.
Hence the Q mart. But so I was like,
Your dad doesn't
Pops,
have Instagram,
that shit.
I guess he doesn't know.
I mean, he named me, but
that was so long ago.
It's a softer thing. You could have forgotten.
That's so funny.
And then I was like, oh, no, Pops, that's mine. Don't worry. Like, I'll come get it when I can. And then
I'm surprised
Sunday,
you didn't just get it.
Immediate.
There was work, and then there was other plans that it just wasn't working out that I could pick it up earlier, but
poop.
And then on Sundays Sunday we went to a thing so I couldn't pick it up, but my parents dropped it off at my house. But right after the thing we went to, I went straight to my parents' house, so I still couldn't open it, and I was like, oh, but it's all good. I ended up opening it Monday morning. I think it was Monday.
Yeah.
Monday morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a great surprise.
What was it?
Huh?
What was it?
What was it? What
is long story? Not tell us what it was.
It was a white box with Nike on it. It was the same pair that Alan got, the Air Max 90 We Love Nike pack.
Thank you very much, Nike great. Toronto,
yes,
for that.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, fam.
What were your initial impressions of the shoe?
I was
just going to
ask first thoughts from both of you.
I mean, it's an Air Max 90, so for me, it's pretty dope. I love
untouchable
the
silhouette.
The camouflage of the Nike boxes, like the stacks.
Print.
Yeah. Yeah.
That print is.
That art is so,
I mean,
sick.
It's pretty dope. Like, I like that whole design. And I like that they have the infrared.
Yeah.
On,
within the shoe.
The midsole and stuff. It's pretty dope.
No, I thought it was super dope too. But I did mention it in my review that I was kind of disappointed for the like the quality and the to the touch
of the suede, right?
Of the suede or yeah. or Nubuck, whatever it was. Especially it being a collaboration, yeah, I was definitely like a little disappointed in
high expectations.
Yes.
Yeah. And a softer
tenue. It didn't live up to the Atmos name, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It definitely felt like a GR. That.
It wasn't as smooth. Like, yeah, the material itself wasn't as smooth.
But it's definitely a dope, dope shoe.
Yeah.
Especially on foot. Have you owned yours yet?
No.
I owned mine like the day you opened yours.
And then I saw that flipping laces on DS's too, and they look dope on foot.
Really good on foot. Yeah. Because from far away, it just looks like a camo or like a design. Yeah. You get closer, and you're like, oh shit.
Super sick.
And that's I think so they dropped them Saturday.
Tomorrow,
Saturday or Friday.
Boutiques.
Two tomorrow.
They've already dropped on May 26th.
Sunday? On Nike.ca?
Yes.
And then what, tomorrow or Saturday?
I'm not
Saturday.
Too sure.
Saturday.
June 1st or June 2nd at Boutiques.
Okay, yeah. Yes. Yeah, there we go. So when you're listening to this, go buy them.
Yeah, the day this dropped.
As you're driving to pick them up, go buy them.
And the Air Max 1.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about the thing we were at on Sunday or just want to go past it?
No, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, no, we got to talk about that, man.
Okay. Are we going to drop the name of it or?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we told people we were going there.
It was on our show.
They can literally listen to the last episode.
So last Sunday, we went to an event called Hypebeast Expo, and it was being held by the team at Outlined.
Yeah.
Nice guys.
I think it's apparel team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dope dudes. what do
I'll
we
go.
Say? Okay, yeah, yeah. Go for it, Lauren.
So unfortunately, I wasn't actually able to attend the whole event. Well, none of us were. We left a little bit early. They left a little bit early.
But I get it.
Yeah. But just from like a quick little research in the morning, because we hadn't heard much about it up until the day we got there, really, and I hadn't looked into it. Like, that's also my fault.
Can I do a sidebar?
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend after the event happened. He was asking me how it was, and apparently he, I guess according to Instagram's algorithm, was seeing a lot of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which is weird. Sorry.
So they were posting and deleting?
I'm not too sure.
So anyways,
I'm not exactly sure. I don't know if it was like a sponsored or paid for ad.
Yeah, it was weird because I was seeing sponsored.
Oh, so that's what it was.
Okay, so they paid
for it.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know.
So anyways,
sorry.
The marketing behind it was minimal.
Yeah.
They did on their, from what I saw, just going through the outlined Instagram page, there was only one post.
And it was like deep.
And it was far back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like not like they deleted it and kept reposting it every week to keep it at the top. Like it was like they posted it once and it was gone. And they did make an alternate account just for the event. I think it was just called Hypebeast Expo or something.
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
And that only had like four pictures. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that people need to understand when you're trying to organize an event is it's a like a 2-3 month long thing with daily posts.
Yep.
Mm. And like you need to just like, especially when it's your first one.
Yeah.
Like I don't care if you have 10,000 followers on your main page like they do. You still need to remind people every day.
Yeah.
Because you're getting people to get up out of their comfy beds on a Sunday and drive to an event.
Yeah.
Like you need to make sure they want to go.
Especially with Instagram's like we know for a fact that all of your followers not 100% are not going to engage with your posts.
Yep. Yeah, cuz they don't see it.
I don't think we even saw 20% of their followers or even like
I think it was probably like less than 5%.
Yeah. The organizing an event, operative word being organize.
You
need one thing that I would say you definitely need is a floor sergeant.
Yeah.
One manager. Person who can tell people where to go. Like, if you have someone come in to see where they are, you don't want them looking for someone to talk to. Someone should be approaching them.
Yeah, you guys couldn't even find the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we were kind of lost as soon as we walked in.
Yeah.
DJ was good. Venue was good.
Venue was good great. Size. Good yeah, size. Like lighting good size. Was good. But just...
Anyways, TLDR, there was an event in Brampton last weekend and not too many people showed up.
Yeah, slightly disappointing.
A lot of people were disappointed, like the vendors who paid for a table there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Outline for trying.
Yeah.
That's like 100%.
Please try again.
I don't know if there's been an event in Brampton that I can think of.
Yeah.
So kudos to them for trying because there is a huge market there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brampton.
Mom time.
But yeah. You need to put a little more work into it next time.
I think.
Constructive criticism.
Hell yeah. Put more into it. Like, I remember... Do you guys remember the T-Dot Loves Kicks events?
The very first ones?
Yeah.
So, I remember being given flyers for those.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like some gorilla-ass marketing.
Like, yo, we were trying to...
In our room.
Yeah. I was, years ago, given flyers for those from Dion and Lee and was asked to... I mean, I volunteered, but was asked to give them out to, like, you know, people that I saw on the street who I figured were sneakerheads.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you kind of have to do. I mean, yeah, cool. You have a really big
following.
Following, but that following doesn't necessarily isn't necessarily local.
Mm-hmm.
So you literally gotta, like, especially it being your first event, no one really knows what it is and what you're doing and the shit you're trying to represent. You need to be out there, fucking hustling your shit.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yo, Brampton, just go to Bramley. How many fucking sneakerheads go to Bramley? You know what I mean? BCC, hand out a flyer.
Throw a bunch of flyers in the food court.
Yeah. Go to Foot Locker. Yeah. Go to Exclusive. Foot Action. Exclusive. Just be like, hey guys, we're having this event. You know how many people they could, it's just word of mouth.
Yep.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's it. And that's what I hope is done in the future, should you guys decide to do a next one.
Because I hope they do decide to do another one.
Yeah, for sure. Because they have the capabilities of it. They definitely have, like,
yeah, the supplies.
The supplies. For sure. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's just
that's the word I was looking for.
Get it out there better.
Okay, let me ask one more question. Have any of you been hit up for feedback since?
No.
No.
All right. So the twist that we were going to do for
this. We gave it anyways.
That's my point. That's my point in trying harder.
Well, that's for anybody who's trying to run a fucking event.
Facts.
Yeah.
Like, do your due diligence.
Research.
You don't know. Even if you don't want to research, just get out there and hustle, family.
If you're trying to get people to spend money.
Yeah.
On anything, I think we learned that with our merch.
Yep.
Like, when we're about to launch merch, you guys know about it in January and it drops in March.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you all know which day, what time, and it's we know what's going to sell out.
And we blast it.
Yeah.
And we got plans. All right, all right, all right. So the mix-up that I wanted, that we're introducing this week for This Week in Kicks, is that we have individual picks. Just so it's not my list all the time.
I'll mix up.
So first up is Lawrence's pick this week.
Hi.
It's the Under Armour Project Rock 1.
Yeah.
They released on May 28th on Memorial Day, I believe.
Monday.
Sold
out.
Crazy.
Ooh. Yeah.
That shoe was nice.
Here's the thing. This isn't his first shoe with Under Armour. I know he had the Delta is what it was called that he released earlier. But he said that he's been, like, reworking the shoe for, like, 2 years. I looked into it a lot, actually, because I thought it was cool. And I thought it was a really good idea. Because, like, it's not just, like, rappers, singers, ball players, or, like, soccer players, or whoever, who have these huge followings. Like, The Rock is one of, like, the biggest,
like, most
mega, super, ultra stars in the world now.
He's been influencing me since 1996 with
First,
the People's
with wrestling, and now he's in every fucking movie, it seems like.
Yeah.
And he's, like, fit as hell. Like, he hasn't aged since, like, 1991.
Yeah. He's gorgeous.
Yeah, he's sexy as fuck.
So, like, it makes so much sense that someone is trying to target that market. Like, someone like Under Armour approached him and was like, yo, you want to make a workout shoe? Like,
I was just going to say.
The smartest thing.
I was just going to say,
because, like, there's people outside of sneakerheads or, like, streetwear guys who want to buy shoes, and The Rock is, like, a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
And the shoe is sick. Like, the Brahma Bull on the back is, like, oh,
so
fast. Yeah. They reminded me a lot of a Curry, like, the overall shape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I definitely want to try a pair. I was, like I said, like, when I saw they dropped, I was too late. They were on
Even, like, the
Monday.
Aesthetic of the shoe reminded me of the Curry.
Yeah, like, the shape, the aesthetic, the lines. Yeah, everything.
So clean.
But I'm assuming it's, like, a more firm base for, like, lifting and training and shit.
It's, I also did research on it. It's a knit upper. Mm-hmm. It's got the wide base for weightlifting.
Yep.
Yeah, the Brahma Bull is such a nice touch.
So good.
It's definitely the complete package for a training shoe. I definitely want to pick up a pair because I'm on my fitness grind.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the past week, I've been slacking.
Yeah, I hope we see more of that.
Under Armour is stepping it.
That's
up,
such a good pickup. Like, it's so low key. The Rock. I don't even know. Like, someone check right now how many Instagram followers he has.
The Rock.
Millions.
It's got to be above 100 million.
Millions.
And
millions. Yes.
But, like, that's just so, like, it seems brainless and mindless.
Yeah.
Like, it should have been done so long ago. Like, that kind of individual getting their own signature shoe.
107 million.
I said that over 100 million.
Oh my God.
Like. Easy money.
Easy.
Easy money.
It's this relationship between The Rock and Under Armour is like how it used to be for Drake and Jumpman.
Yeah.
It just seemed like the perfect pair.
They're meant, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of easy money and should have been done a long time ago, we forgot to mention it just now with the pickups. Rastaclot sent us a really sick bracelet. The off clot is what they called it. The details are absolutely
so
nuts.
Clean.
Like, ridiculous. So good.
That cute little zip tie that they
the
got on it.
The zip tie. Like, it's got the tag so sewed lit. On it. Like, it says, like, in quotations.
Says
bear, in quotations, yeah. It says Lionhead. Barrel. And it says Lionhead on the box. Yeah, and it says shoelaces. Like,
and then aglet.
Holy crap, yeah.
People don't know what aglets are. And now they will, now thanks to Rastaclot.
Yeah. But, like, that just seems like someone should have done that. Like 7 months ago,
yo,
when
biggest,
this all started.
Biggest thank you to Rastaclot for
huge
shooting us one of those.
Thank you, and huge shout out for doing that, because like shout we posted out. On our story and we got so many replies.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, by the time you guys are listening to it, it's
probably
going to be sold out.
Be sold out.
Because it drops tonight at midnight, I want to say.
Yeah.
This is May 31st. So June 1st, midnight. Like
Tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Cinderella.
But we're
going
to, we already
shit.
Posted it on our, man, on our page.
It's
but yeah, really,
beautiful.
Really good job. Like it's weird to say that a bracelet. It's so cool, but they just like knocked it apart. Like all the details, everything is so good.
I was at work and then my phone was just blowing up with Lawrence just being like, who's Rastaclot is that? Can I have it? And then I see Alvin's and I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? And I check the Instagram story on Canada Got Soul and I was, oh,
it's
man,
dope. It's
those
so
are
dope.
So sick. I was just geeking out. Like the details on it alone are just absolutely bonkers. Mm-hmm.
Even the box.
Yeah, yeah, it's
like
a lion head
Nike
on
box,
the top.
Yeah.
Everything
so
sick.
So dope.
So sick. Next up on the list is Joel's pick, the ACG Dog Mountains.
Joel and...
Yes.
Those are pretty freaking dope.
They're dope, man. Like that teal colorway.
Yeah.
It's like classic ACG look.
Yeah.
That's what I love. Apparently that Nike's going to start bringing back that 90s ACG aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the past few years, it's just been Errolson Hugh from Acronym, who's been running that line, and it's been very like futuristic, utilitarian,
right,
design. It's got that like goth athletic look.
Yeah.
It's a dope look, but I definitely love the 90s aesthetic that's coming in right now.
Yeah, man.
And ACG is like a dope line to have.
Yeah, man.
That's a whole pack too. They just put it on a PG as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really, really cool. I love the ACG colors, man.
Oh yeah, man. Oh,
the purple with the teal.
Yeah.
Do you guys know, is this the first drop of these, or like have
of
these
the
dropped
mountains?
Before?
Yeah. No, this is the first drop of the Dog Mountains.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's sick. Yeah. I don't remember where I read it, but I think I saw it that they were designed by Tinker.
Tinker Hatfield.
It makes sense.
Sick. There
that's
we go.
Right, man.
The X Factor from our conversation from last week.
Listen to episode 12 of True to Size. Oh, is Klay Thompson injured? Oh shit.
Oh yikes.
Sorry, it's game one.
Back
everybody.
To the podcast. The Dog Mountains drop on June 1st.
June 1st, yeah.
Yesterday. If you're listening this on Saturday.
Yeah.
June 2nd.
I hate when this happens.
I know. We need to stop doing that. We just
dates.
Need to Yeah. All right. Are you gonna pick up a pair, Joel?
I want to. If I can.
Is it dropping anywhere here? Any boutiques
that
posted?
I don't know.
Seems like a Haven shoe.
It seems like a livestock shoe.
Yeah, like a 2-0 Haven or livestock. Yeah. I see that.
Alvin's pick. The New Balance Caviar and Vodka pack.
Caviar.
So
nice. So it's a dope pack. So what it is, it's the 1500, the 770,
and the
991.
Yeah, and then the really cool thing that I feel like they did was they incorporated the midsole of the
990
V3. Oh. But it goes so well with all of the silhouettes. And then, you can tell from the picture itself, like, they're using, like, premium, like,
looks so butter.
Premium quality. Fucking,
but that's what you expect now
with New Balance. That's
so good,
yeah.
But like, it's nothing new with New Balance.
It's always been
they've
been
always
done that.
Oh, for sure. That's what
but,
I mean.
Like
every time
the main
it's
thing,
impressive.
Yeah, the main thing that attracted me to this was the three different silhouettes with the same midsole and how each of them look. Like even though the middle, like, not the middle one, one of them looks like a dad shoe, but like the 991 look is a dad.
Well,
shoe.
Well, I mean, New Balances are dad shoes.
Yeah,
but
much.
Like. It's so
the 1500
clean,
is
yeah,
1500.
The 1500
super clean.
And the colorway of the 1500,
yeah,
like
that blue. Is that the
brown.
Blue and orange,
the
brown.
Yeah,
brown?
Orangey brown, yeah.
Yeah,
so clean,
like you can't even
so clean. Do those have a release date on them?
June 2nd.
Oh
wow, we got a lot of shit this week. Good,
damn,
yeah.
I like the currentness.
Damn.
But it's like newbalance.com, so I don't even know if it's going to come to Canada.
Speaking of not coming to Canada, Adidas Pride Pack, I don't know. They're supposed to drop June 1st, but I've heard nothing about them coming
just
to Canada.
Just keep checking adidas.ca.
Shame on you, Adidas.
If it goes anywhere, it's
adidas.ca. I tweeted at adidas.ca and no reply. I got the ignore request.
Blocked?
Probably. I don't know. They probably listen to the
Pride Pack.
Yeah, they listen to the podcast and they're like, oh,
Oh, the Nike guys, they want some Adidas now.
Now you want After Tsuji was on the episode, now you want some shit?
They can buy some superstars. Yeah, no. No.
Oh, man. I really want the i5923s. Those are so clean. Okay.
They're cute.
My pick for this week in Kicks is the International Flags Pack.
Yeah.
Just in time for the World Cup. Even though some of those flags didn't make it to the World Cup. This pack includes the Air Max Plus, the Air Max 90, and the Air Max, no, not Air Max, sorry, Air Zoom Spiridon. Man, these are so clean. I love, it's got the same aesthetic as the We Love Nike pack with the pattern.
Yeah.
But it, for some reason, it, even though it's got all the different colors within the flags, this is so clean.
It's the white. It pops
off
the white.
Yeah. It's, it for some reason, has like such a two-tone look to them, regardless of which silhouette it is.
Yep.
My gosh.
That was my only
it.
Beef with the 90s. I wish they did like a white base.
Or because it's, I think it's the only one with colored artwork, like the shoe boxes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because the Air Max 1 has black and white.
Yeah.
Does 95 have black and white? I can't remember.
I can't remember.
But yeah, I thought it would have looked cleaner if it was black and white as well. Mm-hmm. Just so the infrared hits from the infrared 90s. Mm-hmm. Like, are the ones that pop out of that shoe. Mm-hmm. It would have been so nice.
I love that flags pack. I just don't like that it's a, it looks like it's a an EM
90. It's like the Breathe.
Yeah, or whatever it is. Like the 2.0 or Essential or something like that.
With like all of the ventilation and stuff like that.
I just wish it was
exactly
leather.
What you mean. Yeah, me too.
Engineered mesh.
Me too.
Like purist.
Or just that, that OG mesh.
Yeah, or that would be fun too.
Plushness. But I do love the pearlescent swooshes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's so nice.
Yeah, it's a clean
Those pack. Are also set to release, only in Japan, June 1st.
Perfect.
And then
the World Cup's not even in Japan.
And then there's a yet-to-be-announced global drop.
Oh, okay.
And then another shoe, just for honorable mention, because Alvin mentioned it before we started recording, the women's only Adidas Falcon.
Look at this Adidas retro episode shoe. We're going on right now.
I know.
But like, yo, if you see it, you can't not mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it only a women's shoe? Oh my God.
I'm going to fit into a women's 11, even though that's like a 9 men's. I don't. But then again, I think it's only.
Nine and a half men's.
Yeah, I think it's only dropping in Europe.
Yikes.
At a few on June 2nd.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes women's goes higher.
It does, but
don't they hit 12?
It hurts. They don't look like a 12 shoe, man. Okay. But whatever, it's fine.
But Adidas is pushing these heavier now. I think you'll get some more Falcons and Torsion Allegra.
For sure. And things in that aesthetic. I think Adidas is headed in that direction, I cannot wait.
The wedgie runner.
Do you know why it's coming to fruition?
God, why is that?
It's because we mentioned it in the pod.
That's what it is.
I'm just saying.
Everybody listens.
It's like we're influencers.
Adidas is a friend of the show.
Friend. Yeah, best friends of the show. Pa. Hi, Adidas.
Hey.
Thanks for listening.
Guten Tag. Guten Tag.
After all the years of hearing that word, I still don't know what it means.
I hope it means hello.
Oh, all right.
Watching me like, fuck you.
I think it has
Adidas,
a good tone to it.
Guten Tag, bro.
All right. We've got actually a super cool topic to lined up. It actually was suggested by someone. Very good friend of the show. He suggested it as a firearm question, but I was like, yo, that would make for a sick discussion.
Ew.
This comes from Mr. Net Magnetism.
No way.
Hi,
bro.
He
doesn't listen.
I was like, I want him on the show. I asked him when he's going to be available for it. So maybe
he's
we're
never
gonna,
free.
We might
Yesterday.
Be able to do something. No. Yeah, we might be able to do something with him later this month, being June. yesterday, I just got that.
He was available yesterday, but now he's not. So.
Okay, so ready? Got focus, man. Game one is on, I know,
ready.
But still, listen.
It's tied right now.
All right. Oh, shit, is it?
Yeah. For everyone listening who already watched the game, it's tied right now.
All right, if you were given a pair of Grail Jordans or Nikes, and I'll just say, or whatever brand Grail, you ready?
No.
They are 99.9% identical to the real pair.
No
one else on the planet knows they are fake. Would you still rock them?
That's a loaded question.
Ooh.
Ah. Yeah, I knew this was going to be.
That's like a broader issue. Like, are you wearing fakes because other people know they're fake? Or are you wearing fakes because you know they're fake?
The psychology. Yeah.
That's some fucking
that's a psychology
deep
stuff,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
It's very philosophical out here.
Okay, do you want more time to think?
No.
I have his answer.
Oh, his answer? Yeah, give us his answer.
So he says, it's a very conflicting answer.
Ooh.
part of me would want to wear it for the feeling of breaking necks and wear it so carefree without thinking about the value of the shoe, assuming no one can tell. But inside of me circles back to the conflict of, yes, I can impress / fool others, but deep down inside, I know
you're a fraud.
They're not a real pair.
Yeah.
So this circles back to, am I wearing shoes to impress myself or others?
Exactly.
All I got from that was NetMag wears fakes. And we just can't tell.
We just can't tell.
He's got that A++ grade, dog.
Yeah.
Unauthorized authentic.
Good question, NetMag.
Yeah. I love the fact that he brings up the mentality of sneakerheads nowadays, which is wearing shoes to impress others. Mm-hmm. Or themselves.
Yeah. So
you got your answer?
No.
Okay, I'll answer.
Is it such a good fake that I wouldn't even know it was fake?
No, you know.
You know for a fact it's fake.
You're the only one who knows.
Okay, Lawrence, what's your answer?
I don't think I could, man.
Yeah.
Me too.
I collect Nike.
Me too.
I collect shoes from specific brands.
We collect lots of things.
Yeah. If anything, like fucking bring it back to Disney pins.
Yeah.
Like when I was at Disney, I went to some shitty ass souvenir shop and I did research to see if they were real pins that they were selling. And they weren't. And I didn't buy them. They're $2 pins that I'm going to trade.
Exactly like me.
That I'm going to trade anyways. But I'm like, I can't do it.
To the casual buyers, we will be known as the elitists.
Yeah. Or purists or whatever. Yeah.
Because I get DMs of like, yo, check this shit out. It's a fucking dope Naruto jacket. Is it licensed by Naruto? Then no. I don't want that shit.
Yeah, same shit. Yeah. Same ways.
Yeah. I don't want it.
I want that officially licensed.
Yeah,
ish.
I need to know wholeheartedly within myself that it's real.
The friggin' people at Nike were like, "We want to make this for Lawrence. He's gonna end up with it."
True.
Because that brings it back. I actually had this conversation earlier this week with somebody to sidebar a little bit, but it was like a couple years ago there was the whole issue of like people saying unauthorized authentic. It's made with the same materials in a different factory. It's just not authorized by Nike. And I'm like, what, you are you in China, like going through the factories, like, where are these materials from?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
If it's not authorized by, like, that's just
not a real
that was
tiger.
Just dumb. And that was a whole thing a couple of years ago, or maybe 5 years ago. I don't know how long actually it was. It seems like it was recent, but I don't know. But yeah, like that whole unauthorized authentic, like, it's fake, bro.
Okay. Fair. Joel, do you have your answer?
Yeah, I can. I don't think I can bring myself to.
But 99.9% authentic.
No, identical.
Okay.
It being identical doesn't make it authentic.
But 0.1, and no one knows it's fake. No one knows it's fake.
Except
you guys,
me. I'm the 0.1.
But the thing is, we know.
Yeah.
Deep inside that it's fake, that means somebody else knows.
You wouldn't believe it.
It's an ulterior universe, Joel. Yeah. Yeah. Only you know.
No, I can't.
Only you know.
This is drastic, but it's like committing murder and not telling anyone.
Yeah, it's one of those psychoanalysis.
Would you kill somebody?
Yeah, if you could kill your worst enemy right now and no one would find out.
So if you'd wear that fake shoe, you're a psychopath.
And we're talking about it.
Oh, man.
Alvin, you seem very conflicted.
I'm hella conflicted. Nah, so like I'm in the same, like I wouldn't wear them out to stunt. I'd probably wear them to like cut my
garden.
Grass, take the garbage out. I would stunt that way, but I know they're fake, so I'm not really stunting.
Yeah.
I would beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, because still like the aesthetic. Yeah. It looks the same.
I bought them, like, fuck, I've spent money on them, so like might as well use them for something. But I couldn't like go out
and floss, front like it is real.
Yeah. Be like, yo, dog, I bought these for like a 10G thing, like dog, but like it's fake jewelry. As fuck, dog, you know what I mean? But I couldn't. I would stunt on my garden, taking out recycling,
shoveling snow.
Hey, yo, grass, you like these kicks, fam?
But that's it, man. I can't.
Yeah, I've been in that situation before where I wasn't sure and I just like couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like if I'm not 100%, like even if everyone else is like, yeah, I think so. No, need to know so.
Yeah.
So he goes on and says his answer would probably be no.
Yeah.
But because he can't get past his own conscience. I mean, it would be no because he can't get past his own conscience. But if he were to come up with the best scenario, he would have two pairs. so he runs in a circle. Thanks, Tong. He goes, I'll have one legit to keep on display and one just to beat the fuck out of the fake pair. To play ball in and mow the lawn with.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff. that's the thing. Scenario. Like, if you own a pair of fakes, like, own it. Mm-hmm. That was a confusing statement. But, like, own it. Be like, yeah, they're fake. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I like the shoe, how it looks. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to go out and play ball in it and just want to be ignorant and be like, yo, this would look like a sick ball shoe, and then you just want to fucking run in it, like, go ahead.
Do you remember years ago, I don't know if it was like a dream or something, but I think I remember you saying you were going to get a fake pair of Red Octobers to rock.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
Like, because
he did.
I ended up buying it.
Yeah.
From like some next site, and I didn't front in it, I didn't flex in it, anything. I was just like I think my explanation was this shoe, because this is before it actually came out.
Yeah.
This is when it was like Kanye's leaving for Adidas. Like, this shoe's never gonna drop. It was supposed to drop in October. It's like March, whatever. And I was like, this shoe's never gonna come out. This shoe's fucking sick. Like, I just want to have a pair and see it in person. Like, I want to see the red glow in the dark sole. And like, I was like, yeah, I need that shit.
I think I remember seeing, I think you linked me like the website it was from, and they showed even examples of the midsole or the outsole glowing.
Yeah. And I was like, that's fucking sick. I had never seen colored glow in the dark before. And I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
And then I sold them to a friend. I don't want to name him because I don't know if he said they were real, but he balled in them like a couple times.
Oh,
and
true.
I was like, oh shit. And true. But same thing. He wasn't like flexing, flossing, nothing. He was just like, I want to ball in a pair of Red Octobers. I don't care if you're real or not. Yeah.
Have you guys ever, so you bought that consciously?
Yeah,
knowing they were
straight
fake.
Up. Yeah, I was these are fake. I didn't stunt, floss, flex, nothing. I was like, these are sick.
Mm.
Have you guys ever unknowingly bought a pair of fakes?
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa. It's... Story time.
You know, you can go first, Kuya.
I don't know. I guess it was when I first started in the game.
Yep.
I was up on
usually.
Yep.
I was up on eBay looking around, and I was like, "Yo, white cement fours, $75."
Oh shit, that's a good deal,
from
man.
From Toronto.
Steal.
Oh man.
So I hit him up, and then I was like, yo, can you do this? He's like, yeah, let's meet at, like, you know, Richmond and blah, blah, blah. So we met up, got the shoes, and I was like, yo, I got these. Sick. Nice, nice, nice. And I'm looking at him hard, and I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. And then I started, you know, I logged into dial-up on my internet, and I started looking around.
So accurate.
So then,
Mom, don't pick up the phone.
No, exactly.
I'm on the internet. For you 2000
so
babies, you guys won't understand what that is.
When they pick up the phone, shit.
Shit, I'm sorry, Joel. Didn't know you were on the line.
On the world wide.
But yeah, I find out that, you know, the heel's not supposed to be straight down. It has to be like an arc, like kind of thing. And I bought a pair of fakes. And, you know,
I got duped.
I cut the grass in them. I did this and I did that. I think I actually played like softball in them too, but yeah, I got a pair of fakes, man.
Alvin, what's your story?
So, same thing. New to the game. I was on dial-up internet and, just looking for stuff. And, there's a dude selling a pair of black metallic fives. I'm like, oh yeah, shit, sick.
Ooh.
I think they were like, it was dirt cheap, like $80. At that time, I'm like, yo, dope, like Jordan's for $80, like I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
So the pictures on the ad were like fucking perfect. So I hit him up. I can't remember how I sent money because I don't know what the fuck happened, but I gave him money somehow. They got
probably
delivered.
PayPal.
Probably.
There's definitely no PayPal back
there. Well, there was no Interac e-transfer either.
True. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck how I did it. But so they
mailed
came
it?
they come to the maybe mail order.
Carrier pigeon.
Western Union.
Western Union money transfer.
Oh, Western Union.
Yeah. Oh my god. Anyway, they get to the door. The box looks perfect cuz it's like the box with the Jordan face on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm so excited, fucking amped." Open the box and they're leather.
No, what is it supposed to be?
Like suede? New Bucks.
Suede.
Yeah.
Bro, he sent you a sample and I thought they were fake? Oh, man.
No, fam, like, no.
You're stupid.
So, like, even from, like, the shape, like, it wasn't high enough. Like, it was
short.
It's like a low-cut five?
It was fucking horrible, man.
Mid-cut five?
And the box said size 9.
Oh.
But they fit my foot, and I was a size of like 10 and a half, 11. I was like, what the
hell?
But yeah, it's just, yeah, no, man. I mean, had the bin fives come out already, I'm like, oh, cool, bin fives, but with mesh. All right, hey. But no, man. Like, so that happened, and I think what ended up happening was I just gave them to a homie.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even want to wear them ever because I was just embarrassed. And I bought fake J's, and I was like, fuck.
Have you guys ever had like a fake scare? As in, you purchased a pair of shoe and then pair of shoes, and then you were like, "Oh my god, I think they're fake."
No, not recently.
No,
no, never. But I've had a few. Yeah. This was also in my like early sneaker career. This was me collecting like all the SB Dunks that I wanted to like collect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was it with Bucks?
The Bucks for one.
That was one.
But
for
those
sure.
were definitely hard to tell if they were. Just because of like the type of materials, like, it's already
old.
Soft and supple, and like you don't know how it aged through time and how they were stored. But I think we came to the conclusion that they were real.
And then
also the quality checks back then weren't very like left and right were exactly identical and asymmetrical. But then it came.
NetMag was around at that time.
Oh man,
ASAP.
I know. Yeah, the legit checks I did were for myself. I remember asking you guys and freaking out, like,
yeah, you asked
if it was
me.
Real and stuff. Yeah. This wasn't even, like, too long ago either. This
couple
was
years.
Maybe 2010, 2011?
That's pretty long.
Yeah,
it's like 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the unauthorized pairs that were made when those came out were just shit.
Yeah, they were probably horrible.
And you can tell, like, right away, like, they weren't as good as...
Fakes now.
Fakes, like sidebar?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, Step It Up Footwear /It's Me O was doing a comparison today with the new 11s that dropped, the cap and gown.
Yeah.
And as he's showing everybody, literally, you cannot tell the difference aside from the smallest thing.
Damn.
So, you know how on the inside of the tongue there's... there's that little square, and it's got.
It says like inspired. By something like that.
On the unauthorized pair, you see the stitching on the tongue.
That's the only difference.
But on the you don't see the stitching necessarily, but you see the shape on the outside, like where people see the shoe.
Yeah.
Whereas on the real pair, you don't see it at all.
No way.
And that's literally
the only difference.
The only difference.
Wow. He better make sure he doesn't mix them up, or he might end up with a fake one by accident.
I was like, damn.
That's crazy.
That's even what NetMeg said when he did the comparison on his Instagram with the off-white ones yesterday or a couple days ago. He posted them and he's like, can you even tell the difference? Yeah. He's like, because I couldn't at first.
Crazy.
Like, super similar. Yeah, fakes have gotten really good. It's like a multi-trillion dollar industry now.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
It's
as
big as the actual sneaker industry is fake footwear. Yeah. Like, look at Yeezys.
Yeah.
There's so many fake Yeezys. They sell them like Skechers. Yeah. They sell like imposter.
Skechers has fraudulent Yeezys, everything's in
Yeezys
there.
Yeezys with a mask on. with like a fake mustache. But like half the people you see walking around malls, they're like old ladies in like fake Yeezys. Yeah.
So Skechers,
like, where
Yeezys.
Did you get those from?
And they light up and shit.
Oh yeah, all of the above.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, no, was that, it's not even too long ago when you think about it, but like less than a decade. And we've come such a long way in terms of the research and how much material there is out there to find out if your pair is real or fake.
There's whole companies.
Yeah.
StockX.
And there's all the lazy kids doing the legit checks. Have you guys ever asked for legit checks from like strangers or just amongst your friends type of thing?
I've been asked for legit checks.
I don't do legit checks.
I once got called
I too
out.
Have been asked for legit. Have you,
you
guys? Have
out?
You guys?
I got called out.
Oh,
time.
Shit.
For saying something was real and was fake?
It was for the...
Oh, you got someone... So someone was like, I need a legit check on Joel Hernandez?
Not on myself, but on the pair
that
I had.
That you gave.
So jeez. What it was is that I needed a swap for my 10 and a half Belugas.
Mm-hmm.
The
Yeezys.
The Yeezys, the one, the orange stripes.
The first one.
The first ones.
Oh, V1.
So then, you know, I found somebody that had my size. So then we swapped. And then when he got his pair... He was like, yo, this guy sold me fakes. These are fakes.
What?
Who is this guy?
Oh, I saw
didn't
that.
Didn't you get yours from Sense?
Yeah, I got it from Sense.com.
Yeah.
So then I said, okay, fine. Let's do something. Let's go meet up somewhere, and then we'll get somebody to do a legit check on the shoe. So we met up at, can I say the name?
Like, yeah.
Essentials Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah.
Went down there. So they took a look. They did their look. They,
are their doors still open?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's still open.
Flourishing.
Yeah. So they did a check, and they looked, and obviously it was like legit. Mm-hmm. And the kid was like, oh, sorry, you know, I'm sorry.
Yo, put some respect on my name.
Yeah. So,
you know what I am, dog? I'm Joel fucking Hernandez.
Do you know what I am?
Joel Dooney.
But yeah, man, that was like my whole experience.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I remember
that was messed
that.
Up,
that
was man.
Getting even into a more philosophical debate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who, like, okay, so say you post a pair on whatever, Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like you got yours from Sense.
Yeah.
We all know you got it from Sense. Mm-hmm. You know it's real. We know it's real.
Yeah.
You went to Essentials and they say it's fake.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Imagine. You know it's
that
real.
Happened
like
to
it's
someone.
So real. Like yeah. Who are these people who are?
It's kind of like what's happening
enough
with StockX.
Yeah, or what Flight Club.
We Phil, know, we know. Yeah, Phil.
Philly's sole
said his,
purpose.
His pair was fake, or like they sent
said it
back.
Was fake.
Yeah,
but like,
oh, no, was it no fake? I think that was or someone else. But Philly had a bad experience with StockX. But
oh,
that's
no, he sent a
that's
pair
another
and he
thing.
Got a
yeah,
different
yeah,
pair.
Yeah,
that wasn't his pair, and his pair was DS, and the one he got back.
I think both are legit.
Stupid.
But yeah, all right. But yeah, no, we saw someone, one of our homies. Tried to sell something on StockX and then got the shoe back being told that they were fake.
Yeah. Who was it?
Who are these experts
remember
that like, why are
remember
you educated enough to say that when it's clearly like, you know, Joel knows it's real and these guys that are Essentials, just as an example, they were obviously right, but like, how are we trusting these people? Because then they say it's fake and you can never sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You post it in a Facebook group and some couple kids say it's fake who are supposed to be legit, like
legit.
The most legit, they know everything.
Yeah.
And they say it's fake and then all of a sudden you can't sell your shit. And you know it's real, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what?
It sucks.
To me, that just, like, it's so weird.
Even the most,
that we're
like,
trusting these experts.
Yeah.
Like, what makes them experts? Yeah. Why are you an expert?
And they could, like, turn down the most established sneakerhead in the community.
Yeah.
In that area.
Yeah.
It's just crazy how much faith people put in these legit checkers or whatever. Like, that's why I refuse to do it. Like, people always ask me for legit checks, and I say no.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, I didn't make the shoe. Yeah, I might own a shoe, but like, okay, so what if I tell you it's real and it's fake? Is it my fault?
Yeah. And then you get called out.
And then I get called out. Yeah. Like, well, so no, I never do legit checks, ever.
I've done two legit checks.
I might be like, yeah, it looks okay, but get another opinion.
Yeah.
But I'll never be like, yes, it's
real.
Yeah,
same. So like my legit checks were, the first pair was a pair of Red Octobers.
Mm-hmm.
What? Fuck those.
Like, what?
Crazy, what the?
Like, so this was when I was still working at Foot Locker. I've had a lot of people coming for legit checks, actually, and I'm just like...
Yeah, shoe stores, they think that we're, like I said, experts. Like, we're trained.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, this specific pair, like, you could tell was just... Like, the stitching was, like, brutal. Like, it was all jagged on the tongue. It wasn't smooth. Like, the sizing was off. The strap was way too big. Like, it was just bad. So I told him it was fake for sure, and I was like, dude, get your money back or whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then the second pair I did was for a pair of Ray Allen 13s.
Oh, but I think this I remember
was,
that.
Yeah, this was
I think
for.
I was there.
I think you were there too.
Yeah.
It was for Bramley. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were there.
I was there.
Hey. but this was when they weren't released yet. Mm-hmm. Like Ray Allen had them as a PE, but they weren't released to the general public yet.
So, no, it's not real.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, dude, if you want, like, they looked good, but I was like, I didn't tell him they were fake just because I felt bad because he spent fucking loot.
Oh, man.
And I felt bad telling him they were fake, but I was like, man, to be honest with you, the only thing I see wrong with it is the tongue. Because, again, the tongue was fucking... This is when the tongue was jagged as fuck. Like,
yeah.
People didn't know how to smooth it out.
Yeah.
And I felt bad, but, yeah. I only say it's fake if I know it's fake.
Yeah.
I think the best bet is to purchase from authorized retailers.
Yeah.
Or the most trusted people who have established themselves. Not these people on Facebook who are saying real fake. Like, I'm sure that a lot of them are super educated because they've owned a lot of pairs, but, like... Some people, this is their full-time job.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Flight Club dudes and StockX dudes, I'm sure their success rate is like 99.9. Yeah. No one's perfect, and it's going to happen where they send a pair back or they let a pair through. Like, it's going to happen anywhere because they didn't make the shoe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Purchase from people you trust, and that's all I can say.
I've assisted on legit checks and stuff, but I always shoot that disclaimer.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I like to take part just because I like to pay attention to the littlest details and stuff like that. So, like, I'll look at the real pair and then I'll compare it to the pictures that were supplied. Yeah. And sometimes it's just quite obvious.
If you didn't, here's a question. If you guys were legit checking, say it was a pair of, like, black cement threes and you didn't have a comparison beside you, do you think you could do it?
No.
I agree.
Yeah.
No. Like, if someone brought a pair to me and was like, yo, can you legit check this?
The worst is when, like, they show you pictures and it's, like, in the corner of the picture. Like, blurry.
Like, zoomed in.
No lighting.
Take good pictures.
Yeah.
If the person selling it to you doesn't have, a smartphone or lights in their house.
Yeah.
Or
lights,
the shoe is fake.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Or ask for tagged pictures or, like, just anything.
Turn your lights on in your house.
Yo, can you legit check this for me? I don't see the shoes. It's there. It's just...
It's in the
all
drawer.
Black.
It's in the drawer.
You just sent me a black square.
Yeah, no.
All right. Getting off of the topic of like fakes and legit checking and stuff like that, I really liked what NetMag said when he talked about buying for the approval or to impress others and yourself. Do you guys agree that lots of sneakerheads nowadays are buying?
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Half of them don't even love the fucking shoe.
We call them hype the beasts. Shoe.
That's a hype.
Am I right?
Yeah. That there is a hype.
That's
piece.
Not even a hype. That's like the. Like, I think right now, like, the new generation sneakerheads and hypebeasts are kind of molded together because that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hypebeasts are now calling themselves sneakerheads.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
Elaborate?
I know what you mean. Like, it depends on the generation you grew up in. Because yeah, if you think about it, like, we're a little bit older, us four.
We are.
We grew older up, man. Like, if you want to be real, when we started, we were probably hypebeasts because we were listening to what other people were telling us was cool.
Yeah.
Taking that information.
Oh, yeah.
Processing
I still listen
it.
To you three letting me know what's cool.
You didn't listen to anybody?
Dude, I was a Jordan man from the jump.
Yeah.
He listened to Michael Jordan.
You listened to MJ then.
We saw Mike.
Yeah.
But he's not hype. That's like me wanting to be like my idol.
Anyways.
Moving on. That's not hype.
That's hype. You got influenced by Mr. Michael Jordan, his airness himself.
No.
What I'm meaning to say is that, like, we were influenced by somebody. We'll say it like that.
Fine.
Okay. We were all influenced by somebody.
He was an influence beast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You were all influenced by somebody.
He was a beast.
You guys were influenced by the player. We were influenced, let's say, by you.
Yeah, the big bros.
Like, we learned from you. You learned from him. We'll say that. And we took it and we molded ourselves and we learned and we, like, thought consciously about what do I like? What does this fit look good with? Et cetera, et cetera. And we grew to the point where we now have established things that we are into because it's been 10, 15, 20 years, whatever.
Yeah.
How long we've been collecting. The people now, I think what Alvin was saying is that, like, Yeezys are cool because they're cool. I'm not a hype beast because everyone's wearing them and that, I don't know. It's just cool. It's just cool.
So with that said, can you blame hype beasts for who they are?
At some point you can, at some point you can't.
I guess it depends on the mentality of which they purchase shoes, especially after the long run. So, like, yeah. After 10 years of collecting shoes and they still wait to hear what everyone else thinks of it.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
So, let me defend myself.
Go for it.
I wasn't attacking you.
I'm just saying, let me fucking say my shit.
Go ahead, influence beast.
The reason I say I'm not a hype beast is because from when I've seen Jordan play, I've had a passion for his sneaker.
Yeah.
I've loved his sneaker.
For sure.
It wasn't like, no. Nowadays, a hype beast is someone who sees something on someone else's fucking foot.
And they
more likely
think
a celebrity.
Who isn't a celebrity?
Who is a celebrity?
No, because I think you can compare a celebrity to how MJ was to you.
You could.
With a hype beast, I think it's the general community around them that.
But they don't have a passion for that shit.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You could honestly turn it the other way, though. Like, I know what you're saying. Like, you saw MJ fly in it. But then for me, I saw Yeezy in Jordan 3s stomping on a fucking police car. Mm. And for me, I'm like, yo, I fucking love Kanye. I want to look like Kanye. I love Kanye.
You
so
had
that's
a,
where it came
you,
from.
So, like...
I think it just depends on your reasoning.
For sure. Where you're getting your influence from.
Yeah. And why you're being influenced. Like, if you're seeing all these cool kids...
Yes.
Walking around in them and you're like, I want to be a cool kid.
Yeah.
And that's why you wear it. That's different.
Yeah. But
if you're being influenced by someone you look up to or you aspire to be
I think I agree with that.
Then I don't know if you can consider it a hype beast. Although it could be a hype shoe.
Yeah.
Like there is people who just generally like Yeezys.
Yeah.
Like Alex was here two weeks ago and he genuinely, like, he doesn't even have all of them. He works at Adidas.
Kanye.
He could have every pair.
Yeah.
And he loves Kanye, but he doesn't because he just buys what he likes.
Yeah,
if you're buying every single one because it's just a Yeezy, that makes you a hype beast.
I think I've refined my definition of hype beast with this conversation.
What is it?
Especially with your example of you looking up to MJ.
But half these kids didn't even know who the fuck.
Okay, Kanye was.
Yeah,
for
you
sure.
Know what I mean, like,
no, I know
for
those
sure.
are the people that,
that
I agree with you.
That has nothing to do with what I'm saying next, though. So you looked up to MJ. A lot of these kids don't look up to athletes; they'll look up to Kanye. They look up to JT. Like, I still looked up to JT since I was like 6-7 years old. I think hype beasts are influenced instead of celebrity, but by the social status of or of the community around them and what they think. It's instead of looking up. So me looking up to you, I guess in your definition, I'm a hype beast. But no, I looked up to you and I saw what you wore and I loved what you wore. But I think a hype beast is like the type of guy to look at all of like 100 of his followers on Instagram and be like, yo, should I cop this?
Yeah.
Will you guys like this if I wore this? If I put this on my shoe or on my foot rather? Do you guys approve of this purchase? I think that's the type of hype beast or the type of person who would look at a sneaker news post and look at all the comments and say, and see if it goes hype, 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 dope, 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 yeah. fire, cop.
Does everyone else like it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I think in a way, looking up to you, looking up to MJ, Lawrence, looking up to Kanye, I think that is still a refined taste because that is coming from a single source of person who inspires you as opposed to you listening to a bunch of ears speaking into your, or sorry, a bunch of mouths speaking into your ears.
It's all about your reason at the end of the day.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's like, think about all the people, like, we'll go back to the Ultra Boost wave. Ultra Boosts were sitting on shelves, like they could not sell. They were 50% off, like no one cared. The black and purple OG one was like on sale for $100.
Yeah.
Like no one cared. Kanye walks around in them for a day and they're gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some people, I'm sure, are huge Kanye fans and they're like, yo, I fucking love Kanye. Kanye made this shoe look sick. I didn't even know I could do that. You're influenced by his style and you bought it and you made it look sick too.
Yeah.
20 people did that. One dude who like
the 21st purchase of the Ultra Boost.
The 21st dude.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I just saw 20 people buy this. This is sick. I need to buy it too.
So you guys think this is sick?
Yeah.
Yo, let me in on this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because I don't want to blame all, like, if there's true, there's 100% there's true Kanye fans. Like, we shit on it all the time. Like, Kanye or Yeezys are like the easiest, like, hype beast example. But there's people who genuinely like them, who have every single pair, love Kanye, have all his Nike Yeezys too, have the ugly ones. They have the Calabasas. It's a Reebok classic. Like, they have all that shit.
Yeah. And they take those, take that shoe to heart.
Yeah, they and like
the,
it.
Like the winter boots.
Yeah, all that stuff. They buy his clothing. They buy his merch. They go to every show.
I mean, I think the best way to bring it down to us is Alvin to MJ. Joel looks at
B-Boys.
Tribe Called Quest.
He was looking at, he said B-Boys.
All of those inspired kicks. You and I, even recently, the JTHs.
Yeah.
We love the shit out of Justin Timberlake, and we needed those shoes.
He could have dropped a pile of poo. And I had a swoosh on it, and I'd be like, well, I guess I'm buying a pile of poo. If JT makes a pile of poo look good, I can make a pile of poo look good. Because I fucking love JT.
And you and I went out of our ways to get made sure, to make sure we got a pair for ourselves.
Yeah.
And so 600 people were in line. 80% of those people did not give a fuck about who Justin Timberlake was.
I can tell you that from firsthand experience. They did not.
Yeah.
I was there.
I would go as far as saying 99% of those people
did 90, not give we'll a say shit. 90, yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay, fine.
And you don't have to even like just Justin Timberlake. If you just like the shoe, like you can like Yeezys without liking Kanye.
Yeah, super facts.
As easy. Or you can like Jordans without, like me. I didn't watch MJ.
So it all goes down to mentality.
Yeah, it's why you're in it in the first place.
Yeah. Why are you buying the sneaker? Why do you love the sneaker?
Look back on yourself.
Know yourself.
Buy what you like.
Yep.
All the phrases.
Yep. Know yourself, Drake.
Know yourself.
When are you going to come back at Pusha, Drake?
Gonna wait a
tick,
week.
Tick,
yo,
tick.
He got pooped on.
Motherfucker, man.
He got pooped on. Oh, my God. I think that's it for the episode.
Push went for his neck. Calby, if you're listening.
Push one.
No.
Is Calby that big of a Drizzy fan?
No, he just likes rap.
No,
He loves battle rap. Yeah. And he thinks that Drake won.
A friend of mine, okay, this is non-sneaker related discussion, just for a little bit.
You can turn it off if you don't care about rap.
Outro's gonna be next. A friend of mine and I theorize and think this is just a rouse. I think it's a genuine rouse, but I think it's a way to refresh the community, hip hop community.
No, this one for sure.
No. Yeah. They've been beefing since like 2007.
Mm. Yeah, but they're all part of Adidas.
Now they are.
Didn't he open? He opened for the Clips when they were down here in Toronto.
Drake?
Yeah.
Did he? I didn't know that.
Maybe that's when they started
beefing. I think it was BP 29.
Oh,
he posted up an article, a flyer, and had Drake's.
But they've been beefing for years. Like, well, like clips are like Pusha T with like Birdman and Lil Wayne, and now they're beefing. Like, they on Two Birds One Stone, there's a line about Push. Like, they've been going back and forth.
Okay, yeah, this discussion is gonna keep going. So if you guys don't want to, don't give a shit about Drizzy, Pusha, Adidas, we're gonna keep going because I got some thoughts in my head. Keep going, Lawrence.
Oh, we're still going. Okay.
Yeah. Let's get this going.
But yeah, they've been going for years, and like 100% is helping publicity. Yeah,
hip hop talk. Just get out of here.
Adidas loves it for sure. Like Adidas is like
for sure. Oh, yeah. I think Pusha has confirmed.
He's the one who confirmed it. Yeah. And the line is called Adidon. Yeah, based on his kid.
Adonis.
Yeah, Adonis. Yeah, his alleged kid.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But yeah, can we take a vote really quick? Who do we think won? Push or Drake?
Lyricist-wise, Pusha.
Yeah? So that's one for Push? Yeah.
He's barking up the wrong tree.
Joe Dooney.
Drake's barking up the wrong tree? Yeah, I agree.
Because Push is something else.
Push too. Lived
it. Yo, to be honest with you, that wasn't even Push's hard shit.
It's nothing, man.
He was literally was just soft. Clowning him.
Yeah.
As much as I love Drizzy, my God, Pusha pooped on him. He pooped on him.
Even the other track, like off his album, Infrared. That was a fire track.
Too. Infrared!
Yeah.
That album's pretty dope.
That's
man.
A really good album. When it's only seven songs, it's it better seven, be good.
Infrared. Oh, so, Kanye's album drops tonight, too.
Yeah, at midnight.
At midnight, June 1st. I cannot wait. That's also seven tracks.
Yeah. But yeah,
I think Good Music is dropping an album next week every Friday.
Oh, that's so they're trying
to do. So they're doing that Good Music thing.
They're doing
again?
Good Fridays again.
I think so, but with albums. I think it's just with the whole crew. Maybe
Oh, shit, because Push was.
That's
last
what
week.
I heard. That's what I heard from my homie Matthew Domingoni. He's my coworker. He's
that's pretty dope.
Big in the hip hop thing.
But yeah, I think that
he's my news guy.
Calby's gonna stop listening, but we all think Push won. Yeah, sorry, Calby.
Lyricist wise, I mean, I don't know.
Unless Drizzy brings out round three.
He's definitely gonna bring out. I feel like it's gonna be tonight. I feel like it's gonna be to mess with Kanye's album.
Oh, so you're already predicting even after part 3, 4, 5, whatever, Push has got the dub.
I mean, as of right now, it's Push.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But I just feel like, I don't know.
So this will be a series continued throughout the next week's episode.
Push dug deep, bro.
What is Push?
He did.
That cover, too?
Yeah, that was so good. But like Push literally told the world that Drake had a kid.
Yeah.
No one
that
knew.
That was Wheelchair Jimmy days, that blackface.
Yeah. It was really old.
But
old
he thing. Did release that thing. Where
I can't lie, that made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I was like, is that a kid that looked like Drake, or is that Drake? And then it is Drake.
I said this to Cal earlier today, too, because this has been an ongoing discussion.
Update on the game. It's second quarter, and it's still tied. Holy shit, this game is bonkers.
They were just up by 9.
I said that
Cleveland, right?
Cal, or sorry, not Cal. Push has to be up right now.
Oh, Cal's jumping in this battle.
Push literally found something that made Drake have to make a statement.
Yeah.
Like, you have to make a public statement being like, bro, I'm sorry. Like,
About two things.
So I think that Push is winning right
now. Oh, is that LeBron?
Fuck LeBron, man. Stay down.
All right, yeah. So Drizzy's in the Adidas.
So we're 4 for 4 for Push. But yeah, apparently it's confirmed. That Drake is with Adidas. Thanks, Pusha T.
Adidon sounds stupid as fuck.
That's a dumb name.
Adidon.
What is that even? Like, what?
Trying to be like Don C.
Because, yo, Adidon. Yeezy means Yeezy. It means Kanye West.
You just kept it OVO.
Kanye West was known as Yeezy even before he did drop that shit with Nike.
Before everything.
Yeah. Freaking college dropout, graduation, late registration.
That's been his name.
That's Yeezy. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck is Adidon?
Well, it's supposed to be named after his kid, Adonis.
Yeah, we know this.
But like, what?
But was he gonna announce?
Adidas, Adonis.
But yo, listen, was he gonna
Drake
announce?
Drake was in a room, sitting there, watching the Raptors get eliminated from the playoffs.
Oh, swept.
Sitting there like, what am I gonna call my Adidas line?
You have to bring back bad memories.
And he's like, I have a kid.
No, he's probably got his armor on the kid. No?
It's kind of like Adidas. Adonis, Adidas, Adidas, Adonis.
Adidas.
And he just started saying it really fast. Adidas, Adidas. And he found it.
Brilliant.
And he's like, oh my God. And then OVO 40 and all of them were like, yo, you're so smart, yo.
What do you think Adidas is going to do with this show?
They love it.
They're definitely going to fucking release a shoe now.
Yeah.
They're going to release a 2-pack. Adidon 1.
Oh, okay.
And the push.
King Push 2.
Push, 3.
King Push 3?
Yeah.
He's released 2.
Ooh. He has a bunch of more than 2.
I think he has two EQTs colorways.
And he has two boost
but
ones.
But it's his signature silhouette.
Yeah, two.
So he has all black pair. He has a silver
the
pair.
Cocaine white one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The cocaine, so he has four pairs.
Four total, yeah. The brown one, the Bodega Baby.
But are those his colorways or like part of like his series?
They're all his.
Yeah. They're all the same silhouette though. They're all EQ. Well,
the first two are EQTs.
That's what I mean.
The second two are EQT Boosts.
Yeah. Oh, so it's not even like a signature. It's not like called King Push.
I think they're all called King Push.
Oh, yeah.
Because the EQT Boost was his. Like that doesn't exist outside of him.
Yeah.
Or it might now, but he was the one who started it.
Oh man, those are.
We're rambling.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear what's coming next for Kanye, for Pusha, for Drizzy.
Drizzy.
The Adidas Christmas party this year is going to be awkward as fuck.
Yeah. That's for sure.
We can go
though. Or one of them's not going to show up. Yep. And with that said, thank you guys for showing up and listening to this podcast. Lawrence, keep shaking your head. Them shits is fire. Them shits is fire. My segues are fire. Thank you, Bram. What is that? Oh, what is that?
What? Nothing.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Bram, for the theme song. Thank you to the Sneaker Podcast and Matt and Zach. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please leave us a review and shoot us some stars.
Yeah.
If you're tuning in on the YouTubes, drop us a like, comment, and subscribe if you have not. We have a group on Facebook called CGS Talk. You can find that on facebook.com/group/CGS.talk. We talk it up there, chat it up about some sneakers. We sell some things. Hit up CanadaGotSoul.ca for our latest pieces. Lawrence, I think you dropped the review.
Yeah.
Alvin, you dropped the story about a cop.
Yeah.
And some sneaker karma.
Sneaker karma.
Alan, you dropped a review about the Atmos Air Max 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, check those out. Thank you guys for listening to us talk about some sneakers. Now, if you'd like to join us on True to Size, this is going to be part of the outro now. If you have any questions or suggestions for Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. You can find me at _Spooner, no E. Lawrence Hopkins, where can they find you, bro?
At LDoggyStyles, 1E.
Mr. Q-Mart. Oh,
Alvin Quincy Sullivan Martinez.
You can find my big bro Alvin at whatever I just said. Joel Hernandez, where can they find you?
J-O Dooney, 3 O's, N-E-Y, _ somewhere.
You can find all of us at Canada Got Soul. Please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We are CGS, and we are out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yo, what's up, everybody? You're not. The 13 episode of.
Shit.
Is that rewind?
Yes,
rewind. 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 Rewind.